Welcome to As It Is. I'm Mario Ritter in Washington.
And I'm Anna Mateo. On our program today, we talk about food and drink playing a part in cultural identities. Later in the program, we hear about how potato fries are part of Belgium's cultural identity.
But first, are you a coffee drinker or a tea drinker? Asia has a long tradition of tea drinking. China is no exception. However, lately more and more Chinese are turning to a different drink.
In big cities such as Beijing, coffee shops seem to be on nearly every major street corner. These shops are not just selling drinks from the coffee company Starbucks. Coffee businesses from South Korea, Taiwan, Hong Kong, and Britain are also operating in China.
Anna spoke with some Chinese women to learn if they like coffee or tea since moving to the United States.
Tea drinking is steeped in the culture and traditions of many Asian countries, like China and Japan. But is that changing? Are young people from Asia now choosing a cup of coffee instead of tea? Many young Chinese people drink coffee socially when meeting with friends. Yang Lin lives in the U.S. but comes from an area in China famous for growing tea. She used to only drink tea while in China, but now she says she drinks both and for different reasons.
I was definitely a tea drinker when I was back in China, but now, you know, with all the Starbucks influence, all the different flavors, the holiday drinks, I think I like coffee and tea equally now.
Yang Lin says that drinking coffee for her is a social event. She and her coworkers like to sit in a cafe and talk over a cup of coffee. Tea, she says, is more about family memories. She grew up in Fujian province, an area known for its tea. Ms. Young says that as a child, her family would gather together in the evening and talk about the day's events over a steaming pot of tea. So now, even the smell of Fujian tea brings back these warm family memories. Vo Yo is another Chinese woman who now lives in Washington, D.C. She says that after moving to the U.S., her tastes changed. We would call her a coffee convert, someone who now chooses to drink coffee.
I used to be a tea drinker before I came to the United States, but now I am a coffee drinker and actually getting to become a very heavy coffee drinker. Like, I grow from one cup a day to three cups a day, and if I stop one day, I will have headache.
On average, a person in China drinks about 5 cups of coffee a year. This information comes from the China Coffee Association, Beijing. That amount is far below the world average of 240 cups a year. But the association says the amount of coffee that Chinese drink is growing by about 15% every year. On any given day, Groove Cafe, a South Korean coffee chain, is busy with activity and coffee drinkers in Beijing. A chain is a group of stores or businesses that are usually under the same ownership. With more people drinking coffee, many see an economic opportunity. China-grown coffee could be a moneymaker, even if most of the coffee on sale in China is imported. Most of China's coffee is grown in the southern province of Yunnan. A French missionary brought plants to the area over a century ago, but the roots of growing coffee did not take hold until more recently. I'm Anna Mateo.
You are listening to As It Is from VOA Learning English. We just heard about the changing tea culture in China. Now we hear about a kind of food linked to a culture, fried potatoes.
Some people want the United Nations Cultural Agency to place Belgian potato fries on its cultural heritage list. Christopher Cruz brings us that story.
The Reuters News Service reports that potatoes reached Belgium in the 16th century. But it was not until the 19th century that restaurants and others began selling fried potatoes throughout the country as a separate meal. Recently, a Belgian group launched a campaign aimed at getting the United Nations to recognize the popular treat. The group wants the UN's educational, scientific, and cultural organization to place the food on its cultural heritage list. The UNESCO list recognizes more than 300 objects, beliefs, and practices. They include Turkish coffee and the traditional Chinese theater known as Peking Opera. The list also includes a dance, the Argentinian tango, and the singing of the Aka Pygmies of the Central African Republic. UNESCO says the list is made up of intangible heritage elements that help demonstrate the diversity of heritage and raise awareness about its importance. To appear on the list, each item needs an expression of support from a minister of culture. Belgium has three such ministers, one for each part of the country. Last year, the government of the Dutch-speaking area of Flanders recognized Belgian fried potatoes as an important part of national culture. The French and German-speaking communities are expected to debate the issue this year. Belgian potato fries are traditionally sold in a paper wrapper or cone in a fritkot, a small building or shack. There are about 5,000 fritkots in Belgium. That means they are 10 times more common as a percentage of the population as McDonald's restaurants in the United States. The National Organization of Fritkot Owners says the small, often unfinished buildings are much like Belgium itself. It says these buildings combine the country's acceptance of disorder with a dislike of structures that all look the same. The group says 95% of Belgians visit a fried potato shack at least once a year. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Thanks, Christopher. I'm Anna Mateo.
And I'm Mario Ritter. Join us again tomorrow for another As It Is program on The Voice of America.